I'd like to call the meeting to order at 6:30, right on time. I
gotta stand up first.
Jeez, gotta pronounce it first and then let me stand.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gloria, can you do a roll call, please?
Commissioner Bolfrey.
Present.
Commissioner Carter.
Present.
Commissioner Chase is absent and Commissioner Klang is absent. Commissioner Hillman.
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson.
Present.
Commissioner Schober.
Present.
And Commissioner Stone.
Present. Adjustments to the agenda. I'd like to make a motion to make the following adjustments to the agenda under new business. I'd like to delete the existing 12A. Do I have to say what it is or no? I'd like to delete 12A and 12B. And I'd like to replace A with nominating committee. Or add that as D. Is that the better way to do it?
No, you can do it that way.
So 12A will be nominating committee, and we'll keep 12C.
So it's consider an act on a motion to appoint
a nominating committee.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Discussion.
Any discussion?
I'm good.
Any other help or guidance that I need to move this along? Or? Okay, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, thank you. We good? All right.
One more.
Motion carried?
Motion approved.
I do that? I have that? Really?
Yes,
okay.
Power.
Wow. Cool. All right. Remarks from the public. We go to items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. There's no public. Move on. To consider an act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of October 18th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
Motion's approved. All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's approved.
You have to keep your mask off so you can
I'm
see your faces, your facial expressions.
I get one more shot.
I put my eyes really well.
I think your mouth works better.
Recreation Director's Report for November 2023.
I can give you a couple of updates. The fall soccer shots program concluded this past Sunday. We battled the weather all fall long, as you can imagine. I think we ended up with actually three cancellations instead of just two. It was well received. They have plans to try and do one inside the community center this winter. So we're discussing how that will happen and what age groups it'll happen with. They did look at it Sunday morning with me. And again, for those of you not quite familiar, it's only 40 feet wide and 50 feet long. So they won't be able to have a whole lot of kids in there at one time, even two-year-olds. We had 23, I believe, this fall. And they split them into three groups, you know, two-year-olds, three-year-olds, and then four- and five-year-olds. So they had three instructors. Worked out well. Half an hour is about all those two-year-olds can handle. Some of them didn't make it through a half an hour. They were leaving after 15, 20 minutes, so we're obviously not going to go more than that. So we'll be in discussions as to when that will take place. And then the cameras for our facilities, Bill O'Neill from the IT department is still looking at some options, because that's a big number of a little over $47,000 to put cameras at those three locations. We end up doing it just a little bit at a time, but he seems to think that there may be significantly less camera option out there somewhere, so he's looking into that for us. Our scavenger hunt, of course, is coming up soon. We've already got a request for the list of businesses. We don't have very many businesses that have responded just yet, so I still have a couple of weeks to get that done. Basketball started last night, continues tomorrow night and Friday night. Practices will start in December. And for the holiday parade, I have 13 or 14 units in the parade already. So that's more than usual for this time of year. So we should be up there close to 25 or 30, is what my expectations are. And then we do have a class next week for floral design. If you're interested, there's space for 12. We have 9 in it currently. You'll be making a centerpiece for Thanksgiving with candles. So you just show up. She brings everything. She tells you how to do it. Everybody's looks slightly different because it's your own take on it. It's been quite popular. And then we'll do a Christmas one in December. So other than that, we're looking good. We're going to touch base about the community center a little bit later. And anybody got any questions?
The camera system, is part of that cost being so high that we don't really have internet connections at those areas?
Yeah. The biggest problem will be Camp Oakdale, because the internet is out on Meeting House Lane, so you'd have to dig a ditch from Meeting House Lane all the way up to like the concession stand area. And that's where it gets pricey.
And that's in this price?
Yep. So John can dig the ditch, but laying the cable and
that's a long way. That's a long way.
It's a long way. There's a rest stop halfway up. Stop, go to the bathroom, continue on.
And then for the parade, I know last year, remember Kate, we had it setting it up. What do we think worked better for us to understand it? Because remember we had the papers with the numbers?
Right, we did. Yeah.
And didn't we say, like, just put in the booth? So, like, if it's the VFW, put VFW, not, like, one. So you have to go to one paper. Is that what we kind of?
Yes. So we wanted to. So I think it was, if you want to have numbers, that's fine. But we just like to know what the name of the group is or the person.
Yeah.
You know, for example, if...
the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
They can be number two, but we want to see on that thing, like, Girl Scouts two.
Oh,
not like
so
they're,
right.
Because we had the paper, we have to go from two to this paper. To this, if it could just be on the one paper.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We thought that would be easier.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Well, I saw that up there.
Well, guess who's doing the lineup again this year?
It's right. I'll be there with you.
Any other discussions on the director's report?
The December class, is it going to be the wreath again this year? December, floral.
Oh, floral? Yes, I believe it's the wreath she's going to be doing as well.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
No, but I know I'm planning for a class.
Report from finance.
So they have not made the adjustment that was voted on last month, the 1475-74. They just got busy. They forgot about it, and they were trying to get it done today. They did not. If it gets done, I'm sure by tomorrow morning, I will send it to you. So that'll be just a zero when you see it. And the other negative number was going to be in our refunds, but they don't want us touching that eventually, because those are the refunds from Pavilion and Community Center rentals. So it's money in, money out, kind of a wash. So that's eventually going to go in the hole.
Go ahead.
And the finance director asked me to see if we could vote on a budget by December. I was like, yeah, I can get you a preliminary one, but I mean, that's real short notice.
Right. You had said you won't be here at the next meeting.
I won't be here.
So our first opportunity to do that, you won't be here.
I can get it to you probably, but, you know, any questions or you still can make adjustments to it. And then even after we give it to the finance director, we can make changes because we don't present it to the finance committee until usually March. Or sometimes even April. I think it was April last year, if I recall. Yeah, it was really late. But I guess Mayor Bunnell wants to get a jump on things. So he's like a whole month ahead of schedule, which is fine. We just, you know, you can only do so much with what you have. So numbers aren't really accurate right now. I've tried starting to set up some trips for the summer camp next year, and no one's even taking reservations. They're not sure what their prices are going to be, so it's, you know, going to be very big estimates.
So you've pretty much handled putting the budget together.
Right. Yeah.
Does this include the capital, the SIP plan items also?
It does.
So, you know, we tend to discuss those a little more.
Yeah, and you can arrange those anywhere you want.
Right.
Move them around. Because some things, I can't remember now, I have to look again the agenda, but some of the things that we've had in our CIP for some time have never been funded by the town council. They approve our plan, but the funding is where it falls short.
Yeah, this year we had some items in there that they pulled out.
And put into ARPA, correct, yep.
ARPA and or LOSIP.
Right.
We've kind of lost that, I think, at this point, but we can discuss.
Well, the LOSIP problem was that the CIP items we wanted for LOSIP were not in the current year of our CIP,
right.
Like the basketball courts or what was the other one? I can't remember now.
Well, they actually were in there, but they got taken out because they thought they could use LOSIP. So
I've asked the finance director if there's going to be an adjustment to that sometime this year, and she's not sure they can do that, but it'll definitely be on our next year, July 1, 2024 budget. And if it's in there, then they can apply the LOSIP to those. So maybe next fall, next summer, when the LOSIP money can be used for the basketball court and what was the other one?
Desjardins.
That's right, the playground. Yep. Yep. And I did contact the Classic Turf and the playground companies and told them, just hang on, we've got a little slight problem.
The problem is a year from now, everything's more expensive. So it's not good.
Yep. That's it.
Any comments or questions on the finance report? All right, November newsletter.
So you see the picture on the front page. That was a float that the commission actually put in a couple of years ago. Actually, about 5 years ago now.
So this is December, not November.
Oh, that's
I know, typo.
That's my, that's a agenda error. I should say December. Sorry.
Yes, November 1's already out.
I know, so I was thinking.
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, it's all just a typo. That's why it's a. And then again, the flower arrangements on page 2 with youth basketball. We'll still take youth basketball. The issue we're having with youth basketball is that tile is not going to have even their tryouts begin until after Thanksgiving. So our numbers in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grades are low because the kids wait to see if they've made the team or not before they sign up. So if they don't make the team, then they come and sign up with us, which we'll take them anyway, but it's just harder to put the teams together and get them started this late because I've already got the 3rd and 4th grade teams together. 5th and 6th will be done tomorrow, 7th and 8th on Friday. We'll start December 4th with practices.
How many teams per age groups?
It depends on how many we have. We have 37 boys, 3rd and 4th grade, so that's four teams. Right now, we only have 12 girls, 3rd and 4th grade, so that's kind of an issue for us. So we're going to start, again, recruiting. Pull them all, call your friends. We'll just take them, put them on a team, make a third team. Be nice to have a third team is what we're really looking for. And again, the 7th and 8th graders, I think we've got two. But again, it's something. Last year, we actually had to combine the 7th and 8th girls and the 5th and 6th girls, so we only had four 7th and 8th grade girls. All the ones that didn't make the team didn't come to us for whatever reason. So we just combined them. They did well. They had three teams. They had a good time. So other than that, we're looking good. This will go out right after Thanksgiving.
And we have to take Lenny's name off there and put Kate's name.
Yep. Yeah, I did this before the elections. I was like, okay, wasn't quite sure. Was it 180 votes? I was very confident Kate was going to do it, so.
Can I just say something that I saw in here? The adult volleyball, you have 6:30 to 8:30. Has that changed now?
It changed today.
Okay.
Yeah. Cheerleaders are in there for 2.5 hours now.
What time is it now?
7 to 9 now. And you can't get into the room until 7. Because they take up every minute. And there are some days we can't get in there at all. Because other days we try and get basketball in there. And we've been trying to have a 6:30 and 8:30 time slot. But now with this, I'm only going to be able to get in there once. And when they have the tile has a game, which is usually a Monday and a Thursday, we can't use the gym at all because they don't finish until 6 or 6:30. So the girls cheerleaders will be in there till almost 9. So we lose the gym for a couple of days every week.
Any other questions or comments on the December newsletter? Okay, parks and facilities. Discussions of projects and funding status. I try to put something together, and I asked Pete to put this to verify this and pull it together. It'd be nice if we had all our current projects listed in one spot with money that we have available to
yeah, I got that this morning.
I think they are.
I think I get down to number 11.
So, but I do know, like, we had, $300,000 approved for
the basketball
courts, and that got pulled back.
Right. 25 for the playground.
Was it 25 or 30?
25.
Yep. Right. So I'd like to get that back in a list. Like we have $25,000 for the building.
Correct. Yep, that's still there.
We don't really have all that data at one spot. It seems like we're always reaching to see what we have or try to remember what we have or didn't have.
So it's in three locations
because of the
funding.
It'd be nice to get it in one spot.
Yeah, you got CIP, you got ARPA, and you got LOSIP.
And then it might help us moving forward with what we need to put in.
And reprioritize as well. You can reprioritize things, too.
like the camera system, we should add that on there. We're looking for like $50,000 for that. There's been numbers thrown around for Camp Oakdale Pavilion improvement. What's the latest numbers on that? To do what you sent out? Did you put it out as a multi-bid?
John put it out. So, right. You know, we're short like $100,000.
So what was the total, though? What do we have? We have 60 for that?
We have 50 in one category and 60, I think it's in the other, John's side. So that's 110. I think it was a little over 200,000 when the bid went out.
Right. So can you?
Yeah, I'll try and get those numbers from John.
Maybe in the next couple of weeks, yeah. Can you try to put together the best you can off all the current data that you can gather up and get that to us? Just so we know what we're chasing, what we have to work with. So that's a discussion on the basketball courts and the Desjardins Park. We thought we had funding for that. It's basically been determined we don't have funding for that. So now we're going to be reaching out to our new liaison to... Yeah, John.
Rocky, can you explain or perhaps bring others up to date? I'm a little bit in the dark on this. The basketball court funding, you mentioned $300,000, and of course, I recall that was not enough to have achieved what we would have liked to have achieved. But on the other hand, it was certainly enough to do an adequate job.
We actually didn't mean to cut you off, but we actually got a couple quotes and came up with two options that we could actually do for that funding.
Okay, but now you mentioned, and I may be out of the loop a little bit in this respect,
yep.
But you mentioned that funding being pulled back.
Yes.
Is what you're saying?
Yep.
Seems to be a glitch. Am I hypothesizing that this was ARPA funding and it was pulled back?
No, we had it in the, originally we had this as capital money, and along the way they thought they could use what they called LOCIP, local capital money.
I see.
Somehow there was a glitch because they pulled it out of the SIP plan for this fiscal year. I guess the LOCIP money has to be in the SIP for this fiscal year.
So this was not necessarily any, malevolent process that resulted in the funding being,
it was probably a mistake of some sort.
But there's a glitch and it needs to be resolved.
It was a glitch.
I see. Yeah. I see.
Okay. And that was for that
current year.
I see.
Fiscal,
I see. So maybe there's hope that it can.
So
yeah.
We get an additional $300,000 next year, right?
Yeah. In discussion with the finance director, if we put the basketball courts and the playground into next fiscal year's CIP, then the LOCIP money can be used for those two.
So that should be simple enough.
But again, if you add 20% or some amount to it, we probably won't have enough money.
Exactly.
But again, we can reach out to our general counsel.
Thanks for the clarification. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So that's those projects. Tennis and pickleball courts, I left that on here. I drove by the other night. That second sign's never been put up. Did we end up?
Yeah, I noticed that the other day. I spoke to John about it, and he says, yeah.
So he has it.
Yeah, it's sitting right there in the lobby of their...
I mean, they're going to...
And they also haven't put up the communication sign either, which...
So does that mean
I went
that...
I over and put X's where I wanted it to go.
Does that mean that similar to the photo that appeared on Facebook of the sign that says Dog Park, there'd be something similar that says Tennis Courts and Pickleball?
No. On the entrance to the pickleball courts, there's a sign about what kind of shoes you got to wear. And
I see.
We made one for the other entrance down the other end. It just hasn't been put up yet.
Is there any thought? I mean, I noticed some interesting discussion on when you... Mr. Vice Chair put that photo on Facebook. There were people complaining that it wasn't orange and black and other things. And I thought that you and others, former members of the commission in some cases, handled that, discussion very well and factually. But I do wonder if that sign at some point might perhaps be modified to point out that here are the pickleball courts.
So the discussion, when we did, we had a discussion here about that, and the general consensus was you can't see the dog park. You can see the pickleball tennis courts.
That's a fair point.
So it was actually purposely done not to put those on there.
I guess you could argue that it would be put a sign saying tennis courts next to an obvious tennis court. Right.
Maybe that's why the people keep bringing their dogs in the tennis courts.
But it's certainly, because we know those signs cost as much as a dog pound do.
We'll see how it goes. I think it looks great, and I think that it's really terrific that it's coming. It's come to fruition there at Death Jardins Park, and that the street numbers issue was resolved leading up to this, all of which has been worked on for a very long time, so it's nice.
And again, I think the intent is to put a similar sign at pavilions.
That's all good.
And the recreation complex. We wanted to see how these looked, and I think they look great. So.
Well, the ultimate measure will be if people, are complaining that they can't find the tennis courts, right? I guess we can readdress it.
Go to the dog park, you'll find it.
I think I mentioned you can go now, if you go to Google Maps and you type in 29 Simpson Lane or where, it'll take you there.
Yeah.
Right to the...
And that was ultimately the intent.
That was the intent.
So... great. Thank you.
I also, what's the current status of the dance room update? Have they put the floor in yet?
No, they had to, I guess they, when they took the wall down, they didn't have a permit. And they needed to get some permits. They needed to get some information from the manufacturer about... for the fire marshal about fire code of the floor. So he finally has all that stuff. He has a contractor. They are now looking at dates when that can be done. It'll be within the month or so at this point.
Okay.
Unless he's swamped with work and then, but it'll take probably a week to get everything in between the floor and the soundproofing, because right now you can hear the music in the front door being played in the dance room.
Where is the dance room? I don't know if the rooms are numbered as they used to be back in the days of the elementary school.
They are numbered, but if you go down the right-hand hallway, there's a set of green fire doors.
Yes.
It's the first door on the left through those doors.
Oh, okay.
So all the dance folks enter through the back. There's another entrance. Mm-hmm. The dance instructor unlocks the door. She has a code, and everybody comes in that door, because between 2:30 and 6, the youth services is a secured facility, so it's locked. Mm-hmm. And when it wasn't, the siblings of the dancers were running around everywhere and peeling paint off the walls and the doors, and the parents weren't really watching them, so we've kind of segregated them back there. But the music is still way too loud. So we're looking into soundproofing the room as well.
All right, thank you. Any other questions about it? So that might get finished up within a month or so?
That's the plan.
Is there a window, like between the end of one class and the beginning of another?
No, they don't.
You can't really dance.
There's no break. There's just 8 weeks, and then another one starts the following week, another 8-week session. We just finished one. We got another one started this week, or next week. Is it this week or next week? I lose track. They just are constant every 8 weeks, just like karate and gymnastics. They don't take.
So they don't have to close that room down for a period of time?
For a week. Yeah, for a week. So,
so this might interrupt classes then. Potentially?
Yep, potentially.
Okay.
Yep.
It's not like they could do part of it during the day and then dance at night and do some
that
more.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? Yes, but no.
Well, yep. That's why I was asking.
The ceiling it as well. So it's the floor, it's the ceiling, the soundproof, the wall. So it's, the floor will probably take 2 or 3 days, but they have a new drop ceiling because now you've got a much larger expanse and the soundproofing of the walls so that
So the current classes end when? I saw in the newsletter the new ones start.
Yeah, so it ends the week before that. There's 5 days of classes, so it usually starts on Saturday. So Saturday is the first day of the session, and it ends on Thursday. So whatever that last day is, what it'll be.
So this says, that's registration opens. It doesn't say when it starts.
Yeah, so 3 weeks after that.
We open registration 3 weeks before class.
I was just wondering whether we should just
postpone
and open a week up and not have dance so they can do this work.
Well, yeah, I just don't know when the contractor is going to be available to do it.
Gotcha.
So we would just expect.
Because you don't want to get, you know.
Try and make it
250 kids. It's a lot of kids. Yeah. You don't want to get it in all their parents. And all of a sudden you say they can't dance this week.
Yeah. They've been waiting for a couple of months.
I know.
So.
250 kids?
Well, yeah, that's what's in the dance class.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I exaggerate. 236, I think, was your last number.
That's nothing, then.
It's not 230 different kids. A lot of them are taking multiple classes.
Oh, okay. Still.
Still. Okay.
170, 180, but still.
Well, I mean, it helps.
One girl taking five classes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. My legs are sore just thinking about it.
It's useful to know the enrollment in the different programs because certainly the ones that are popular... where there is a little extra money needed for work such as this and so forth sometimes. It's easy to justify it if we can identify a source, of course.
Yep.
So in this regard, we would just extend this session by a week if needed?
Yeah, and they're aware of that. So.
Okay.
Yeah, they certainly, I'm sure, welcome this happening.
Yeah. And they're not going to mind a new floor if they have to wait a week.
No. But, construction projects can get delayed sometimes.
It's going to be on time.
Yeah.
Within budget.
new community center update. So we had another meeting before this one. Basically, where we're at, Pete met with an architect, showed him our square footage need estimates. We did a little back and forth to finalize what kind of square footage we're talking about. Our numbers didn't include hallways and things like that. So we were talking probably the facility would be about 46,000 square feet. They came up with a rough estimate of about $575 a square foot. So a facility with a pool comes out to be about $28 million. And then we've also been interested in coming up with a cost of a facility without a pool because the pool not only has the construction costs and square footage associated, but there's a lot of operating costs associated with the pool. And we've talked about that for a while. It could be upwards of $1 million a year just to operate the pool. So without a pool, it's about $21 million. So we have some money, $25,000, to try to get, I don't want to say plans, but some concepts and firmer confirmation of what the estimated cost might be for one of these two facilities, and probably equally as important, will it fit on the current community center property? Preliminary looks, they said yes, but I don't know. We want to get, something a little firmer than that. So that's the next action. We don't have a meeting in December. So by January's meeting, hopefully Pete can come back and help provide a way forward to get out to some architects to see if this $25,000 is enough to put together the information that we want to put together. for this for the proposal, and then the if it is, we'll make that happen, and then we would present this to the town council, and then the town council will take it from there, decide whether they want to pursue maybe forming a building committee and pursue building this, or whether it's something they don't want to do at this time. So we're our work's winding down. We have a little bit more to go, and that's about where we're at right now with the building committee.
The nearest community pool is in, like, the Limes, right?
It's one in East Lime, I think.
Waterford has a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Waterford has a pool? Yep. Yep, and like New London, when they just did their big renovations at the high school, they filled their pool in because it was too costly to maintain. It just, so it's nice. A lot of people want them, think they want them, but there's a pretty hefty price to build them and a pretty hefty price to maintain them.
And also, they're not going to get, people think they can swim any time. It's not going to be that available.
Would it be indoor or outdoor?
Indoor.
Because if we are, like, really fixing for it, we could try to, you know, since Mottville is so centrally located in New London County, we could try to push the angle of, you know, it would be a pool that could serve the wider Southeast Connecticut community. Or at least the little access between New London and Norwich.
Yeah, so that wasn't our charter right now. Our charter right now is for a community center. So if you'd like to formulate a community pool committee, maybe approach the town council about that.
Rocky, you talked about the sufficiency of the $25,000 for the architectural work to the magnitude you mentioned, which I'm not, you know, entirely clear what that would consist of. But do you think is it your intention, and would it make sense to utilize those funds in a way that would perhaps come up with a concept developed more fully? Is your intention to go to the town council, and if the town council's response is, well, come back with a cheaper plan, or come back with we would support this to some extent, but not $25 million or whatever, to perhaps reserve some funding of that $25,000 so that you're not, for example, presenting a full-blown plan, but rather a concept that's either going to fly or not, and then if it's a matter of coming back and sharpening the pencils again and coming back with a different concept, there's at least some funding to develop that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody thinks, I don't know what we can get for $25,000. We actually had this for some like preliminary concepts. We actually requested $100,000 to do architectural plans in last year's SIP budget, and that got cut. So I don't even know what we can get. That's one of the things Pete is trying to figure out. What can we, you know, if it's $10,000 to do what we're looking for, we're not looking for detailed plans. We're looking for like feasibility plans, enough to say, you know, we've done enough homework that we know how large the building is. We want someone that can look at offsets and distance from a road and how many parking spots do you need, and, you know, did the bathroom space we provide, is that enough for a building of this size? That kind of stuff. There is some work. $25,000 for that kind of architectural work, I don't think it's going to go too far. My guess is it's not enough to get what we want. But I don't really know that. Pete's supposed to try to help figure that out for us.
Well, I wonder if we could, you know, perhaps call on the folks at the planning department right here in the town for some of that information. I think that, you know, relatively cheaply, they could, in other words, for pennies, they could print out a plan showing what the setbacks are or something like that.
We would save
a lot of, you know, time, perhaps. And
we reached out. I thought this was something CLA could put together for us. I've seen CLA's work. They know this. You know, they've done a lot of nice drawings for different facilities, and this was something they wouldn't touch.
Really?
Well,
my point is simply that, you know, if this then gets referred to the town council, and I doubt anyone would say, you know, this is a terrible idea, I'm not for this at all. But when, you know, the rubber hits the road in terms of projecting, you know, availability of $25 million against other needs in years to come, roads, things like that, if the council were to come back and say, look, we would support this to the tune of, you know, a $12 million project or whatever, then what do you do? So I'd hate to see the plan or the concept just get shelved, you know, for 10 years. But, you know, to have the ability for something.
Yep. I mean, we started of saying what we really need is two gymnasiums.
Yeah.
And slap it on the side of the existing building at Fair Oaks. I mean, that's really what we need at this point. But I think once you start touching the Fair Oaks building, I think that's probably...
It's going to crumble.
Yeah, it says not to code. It's not an ideal shape. So immediately start saying, well, you got to at least probably go in the direction of something without a, you know, maybe our first concept. But the plan was for us to come up with some ideas and preliminary stuff, present it to the council, and then the council would decide whether they want to go forward with a building committee or not.
No, I totally understand. So, no, that makes sense.
We're at the point now where I think we've been saying our work's kind of done at this point. And it's time to pass on what we have. We're just trying to put a little bow on it. And then, you know, trying to find $25 or $30 million is going to be the next...
We can have a few big sales and things and, you know...
It depends, too, on what our build plan is going to be for it. You know, we don't need $30 million up front. Maybe we need $5 million to get started on everything. And I'm not saying that
They don't typically do that. They would want it. They'd have to fund the whole project. They would do a bond, probably, for $30 million. Probably be a referendum. And that's typically something of this magnitude. Is what would happen. I don't remember what did the police department cost back then? I don't remember. But anyway, so that's it under parks and facilities. Unfinished business walk-arounds. I think last meeting we assigned a few areas again. I actually didn't write them all down. I don't know if they got captured.
I admittedly did not get them in.
I didn't do mine either.
Sorry, the last couple of weeks.
I was not here, but I'm happy to take on.
You were assigned the Mustaway property.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
Everybody
right now.
That wasn't here got four assignments. All
right. I didn't get an assignment.
Here or not.
I think we gave everyone what they did last time.
Good.
Did you have one last time?
Yeah. So it's Camp Oakdale Trails was Commissioner Stone, Desjardins Park and the Dog Park, Beaupre, Cobeloc with Schober, Large Pavilion will need to be reassigned, that was Southern, Small Pavilion was Hillman, Schofield Pond, Beaupre, and Mosterweed Property Chase.
Thank you.
Well, I can take the Large Pavilion if needed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I don't need three if anyone wants one of it.
Yeah, I can take one.
It's up to you guys. It doesn't matter to me.
The you know, we're kind of losing our windows for comfortable walk-arounds now, but if everybody's okay with these assignments, maybe next meeting we can...
I can take Schofield Pond off of you.
Okay. New business. Oh, sorry.
For clarity, would you just let me know? I'm here. So who's doing what?
not what Matt mentioned, but the changes?
Same as last meeting. The only changes are Morgan will now be taking the large pavilion, and I will be taking Schofield Pond.
Thank you. Clear, concise.
You want to understand?
Okay, new business. Nomination committee. Time to put a nomination committee together to come up with names for chair, vice chair, and do we have to do secretary?
Yeah.
We have to. Okay.
Because if the paid ones,
well,
chair, that's
we have to, or because we have bylaws that we don't necessarily have the authority to legislate in the first place. I'm okay with nominating a secretary, but I don't know if we have to. If nobody wants to be secretary, I don't think it would be the...
That wasn't listed on here.
I see. Okay.
So, I'm basically chair of the nominating committee, so I guess I'm looking for a couple volunteers to join me on that.
I can do that.
I volunteer.
Okay. Anybody have?
So based on the agenda, are you looking to entertain a motion in the meanwhile to appoint chair, or just to...
We made adjustments to the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize for the...
Yeah, sorry. A and B were removed.
I see.
That was because the person that wrote them didn't realize that next month is election time, nomination time anyway. So we could live a month without this. So we changed it to form this committee so we can present the names at next month's meeting.
Mr. Chair.
So anybody, do I need to do anything about this committee now?
So, you have to chair it.
What's that now? Make a motion to have a nomination committee of Rocky Stone, Noah, and Morgan.
So moved.
Second.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's approved.
Getting the hang of it, Rocky.
Well, it's when it's a team and you all can help me along here. You know?
But it's
just
got to
get through one more meeting.
Staring at you.
To consider and act on a motion to approve dates for Park and Recreation Commission meetings for 2024. Those were in the packet. It's basically the third Wednesday of every month.
At 6:30,
Town Council Chambers.
The only one that is June 19th. Is that like a federal holiday?
Juneteenth.
No, it can't be. The 18th is Juneteenth. Isn't it?
No, it's the 19th.
19th.
The 19th?
Yeah, Juneteenth,
19th. Oops!
Is that actually, though, however, a holiday yet this year?
It's a federal holiday.
It's a federal holiday, but is it a holiday that will result in...
Yes. A day off?
No. Town office closed and so forth.
Yes. It should. Yes.
Okay, well.
Yeah, they were closed last year.
It was this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This past year they were.
So do we move to the 12th or do we move to the 26th?
Or just not have it.
Or just not have it.
Next week.
Enjoy some of that June sun.
I don't think it's going to butt up against the carnival.
Oh, the carnival?
Carnival.
Yeah.
I don't have a
week before.
Graduation week, right?
Just cover the microphone.
That's graduation.
It's gonna be a tough time of year for
every time.
Oh yeah, Kate, do you have any ideas?
What if we were just to have like a nix the meeting and then as we get towards the time period, just decide on a special meeting depending on circumstances.
Fabulous.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
Kick the can down the road.
What do you say, just leave that out and then have a special meeting?
Yeah. Once we get to May, we can decide when we want to meet in June.
I don't have a problem with that. Anybody?
Well, it's got my vote for a chair next.
Procrastination station.
Okay, so how do we adjust this? Just cross it off?
Is it like I move to
remove June 19th?
I move to remove June 19th and accept it.
June 19th doesn't exist.
No such shot.
Well,
you just want to amend your motion and change the date.
Okay.
Well, but you haven't made a motion yet, so.
I haven't?
No.
No second.
So we need to motion, amend the motion.
Or it could be a motion to approve with the change that June 19th would be eliminated from the meeting schedule.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
To consider and act on a motion to approve dates as amended to remove June 19th, 2024 for the Parks and Recreation Commission meetings for 2024.
No one forget that we're supposed to change when we get there, though.
You're going to remove it and you're going to, what's the next part?
That we just remove. With this list,
okay.
We're just removing June 19th.
The list with the exception of June 19th.
We're removing June 19th.
Eliminated.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Are you seconding?
Sure. He already, okay. Yep. Absolutely.
Any discussion?
I think we covered it.
I don't have any discussion.
I don't have any discussion either.
I love these meetings.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion has passed. We're almost done.
I don't think so.
You want to take this outside?
Oh my God.
Communications. I'm not aware of any communications. I haven't received any. I don't know if the former chair has received any. No. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from town council liaison Southard.
I am so happy to be here. And I have big shoes to fill with Mayor Bunnell moving on from this position. So, yeah, I'm very excited. Thank you.
Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
Not unless anybody else wants to volunteer for the parade. You can use a couple of judges if you're interested. Because we wouldn't be marching, by the way.
I'll volunteer to
be a
judge.
Yeah, I can judge if need be.
Sweet.
Well, can't.
I was
going to say, can't I judge while I'm directing people on the road?
That's the easiest thing to do.
I'll judge.
The three of you can meet up there and go, yeah, four of you are people.
I'm working it.
Did you see him coming in?
Great.
I did. I like that.
I was going to say, I thought that's what we did last year.
I'll send you the list of what the categories are.
Okay.
Usually pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Other than that, now I got to go back up to Tyler. We're having some issues with volleyball.
Remarks from the commissioners, John.
Well, I mean, it's a redundancy to say this, but I'm very pleased that Town Councilor Southard has agreed to serve as our liaison from the Town Council. It goes without saying, and it's also very pleasing to see that. We can expect to have a strong advocate in the form of Mayor Bunnell based on his experience as our liaison in the past. So I'm looking forward to a good couple of years for those reasons.
Noah?
To echo John's point, I'm happy Lenny's mayor, but I'm happier that we get Kate as our liaison. So we're going to party. We're going to party hardy.
How can you follow that?
I can't know.
Morgan?
I'm just happy that Kate's still here.
Matt?
was waiting for him to say my name. Congrats, Kate. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to continuing working with you.
Welcome back.
Mary?
You're a little late.
And Rocky, I want to thank Kate for her leadership on this commission for the last couple of years. Sorry to see you go. And glad to see you again in a different position. That's good for this commission and good for the town. And also just want to thank Lenny for all the help he gave us as being a liaison over the last couple of years. And wish him luck in his new position also. That's all I have. Motion to adjourn?
So. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Stop. Stop.